Good morning, Ginger Adventurers. So in this episode, we're going to be discussing the book Fervent, A Woman's Battle Plan for Serious, Specific, and Strategic Prayer by Priscilla Shire. This is a Christian-based episode. So if you're not a Christian and you want to skip this episode, that's perfectly okay. However, I welcome everyone to listen to any of my Christian episodes. So I was first introduced to Dr. Tony Evans and his family through the book Divine Disruption, which is not the book that I am reviewing here. However, it is the book that led me to Dr. Tony Evans' daughter, Priscilla Shire, who wrote Fervent. Now, the reason that I really wanted to check out Fervent is because I wanted to learn more about how to pray in a better, more effective manner. So this book is absolutely fantastic. Priscilla starts out by telling us that prayer needs to be taken seriously. And she lets her readers know that this book is not meant to be sitting on your coffee table as a decoration. It is meant to be well used, to have those dog-eared corners to highlight in and write in. And it even has cards in the back for you to write on and tear out. So I love the fact that she's extremely upfront about the expectations for this book. If you want to learn about prayer, there are all kinds of books that you can check out. This book is going to go way beyond the traditional learning about prayer. I really love that she's upfront about that. Now, in the second chapter, the first chapter is called This Means War. And again, she has fantastic description. In the second chapter, which is called Opening in Prayer, Priscilla goes over how she connected with her grandmother on prayer. And that chapter brought tears to my eyes. That chapter took me back to my childhood and time that I spent with my grandmother. I accepted Jesus into my heart, or accepted Christ, when I was 8 years old. My grandmother was the teacher for junior church on that particular day. My grandmother was my strongest mentor my entire life for my Christian walk. She became the director of Child Evangelism Fellowship. They have chapters of that all over the United States. She was the director for the chapter here where I live. And I ended up becoming a Bible teacher for her. I ended up doing trainings for adults. I learned so much on my Christian walk from my grandmother. And the reason I really connect with Priscilla and how she saw her grandmother was because, just like Priscilla's grandmother, who kept a prayer journal, my grandmother did the same thing. My grandmother had a notebook and she had names in it of family and friends. And every single day, my grandmother would pray for those family members and friends in this prayer journal. And I began to do the same thing, or a similar thing, when I was in college. I kept journals where I did my prayers, and then I also wrote notes from my devotionals, and I would write down verses, and I would write down quotes, and I really stepped away from that when I got married. I was so busy with family life that I stepped away from that, and I wish I wouldn't have, because it was something that was so incredibly wonderful when I was in college. And I've gone back to that. I'm really excited about going back to that. I'm maintaining prayer journals for different family members and friends. And the amazing thing about that is that, one, I have a record of the prayers that I've done. And two, I've been able to actively see God answering those prayers. It is one of the most amazing things to see God answering those prayers. So if you are someone that prays, but you want it to be more strategic, you want it to be more specific, this book absolutely is going to tell you how to do that. Now, I did know from an early age, because of my grandmother, that prayer is one of the most powerful things that we can use to battle against Satan. But a lot of people are not aware of that. And I'll tell you right now, Priscilla does an absolutely fantastic job of explaining how prayer is so important. It is one of the best tools that God has provided us in battling against the devil. And she goes over all these different strategies that, quite honestly, I had never considered. And I find these so extremely helpful. The devil tries to target us in so many different areas. And she provides 10 areas with specific strategies for praying. I would like to quickly share what those strategies are. And then if you find the summary of what I've told you about this book so far interesting, I highly encourage you to go check it out from your local library. And when you check it out, if you begin reading it and you just fall in love with it like I have, you can get it from Amazon really cheap. You can get a paperback copy for $10 and they'll have it to you in 2 days. So those strategies that Priscilla provides, and she has a chapter for each strategy, is your passion, your focus, your identity, your family, your confidence, your calling, your purity, your rest and contentment, your heart, and your relationships. What I'm going to do for my podcast is I'm going to summarize and review each chapter individually so that you can have a better idea of what Priscilla is trying to share with us. But again, to really get the full effect of everything that Priscilla is saying in this book, all the verses that she shares, all the quotes that she shares, you're going to want to get this book for yourself. Adventurers, if you enjoyed this episode of my podcast, I welcome you to go to my website. It is adventuresofgenger.buzzsprout.com. And of course, on my website, it will have an area where you can click to support my podcast. Subscriptions are $3 a month, which really isn't that much at all. And that helps support my podcast and have me continue episodes for that podcast. And this wraps up the first episode of reviewing the book Fervent. I will see you on the wild side.